Ladies and gentlemen,
you are now tuned in to Mastering Mitzvahs.
Mastering Mitzvahs,
a podcast focused on creating the perfect bar and bat mitzvah celebration, offering tips, tricks, and trends to ensure an amazing event. Mastering Mitzvahs. From New Jersey's own Explosive Entertainment.
Explosive Entertainment.
I know you're gonna dig this.
And here they are, your hosts, Dylan Weissman and Mike Langzer.
Yep. Welcome back to Mastering Mitzvahs.
Is this episode 122?
What?
It's episode 122?
122. As I was saying, I'm Dylan. That's Mike.
That's Mike.
And today we're going to launch a brand new, I guess it's like a podcast within a podcast that we're calling 10-Minute Enhancements. We talk a lot about how great entertainment is along the spectrum of bar and bat mitzvahs. And a lot of things that we talk about are really centered around the great talent that exists in the entertainment world, whether it's MCs and DJs and dancers. But what keeps people's events fresh and exciting are a lot of times the enhancements that we do. So we're going to kind of go through this stuff with the idea that if we can cover 10 minutes on just one enhancement, it'll give our listeners, our families, our planners, and our vendors a good idea of some of the really fun things that we do every single weekend. So, Mike, you got to pick today's topic, which we call our socials apps.
I'm just going to say, you're so diplomatic. I could actually just say we're running out of topics. So this is a great way for us to fill our calendar.
Right? Never give away the sauce.
Well, listen, the truth is we love to hear from our customers and our listeners. So if there's things that you want us to chat about, we are happy to do that. But today we're going to talk about something we call social zaps. And I want to start with a little background, a little history on it. A year ago, Dylan and I were at an industry conference, and there was a gentleman there that we know that was taking pictures. And, you know, I've never actually really seen him walk around an event before with a camera, but he was walking around taking pictures. And as soon as he snapped a photo, he went over to the guests who he captured and he said, "Hey, give me your phone number." And he had his iPhone with him, and you were able to see your picture, and he tapped your face. He put in your cell phone number, and you got a text message with that picture. And for the next, I think we were away for 5 days, for the next 5 days, every photo that captured Dylan's beautiful face or my ugly mug, we got our own individual text messages. And it was so cool. My favorite part, Dylan, was when we took a group photo with over 100 of us. I mean, our faces were tiny, minuscule little dots in this picture, but the software was smart enough to see us in that group photo. So what was the first thing we did when we came back from that trip was we ordered this program for ourselves.
Yeah, and we've used what we call social zaps now probably about a dozen times in the last year, and every single time it's a big hit. When we featured it at our showcase in February, everyone was asking about it. And here are some of the cool features of social zaps. First of all, it's that AI technology that Mike was talking about that is going to facial recognize and match it to a number. So every time you are in the photo, you're going to get an automatic, you know, push notification right to you. That's going to create a gallery of all of the photos that you are in that day. That's really great. The next cool thing about it is it's branded. So we can take the logo or the theme or the color scheme and match it up and overlay it onto every image. So you're getting kind of like a photo booth experience, but with a really professional camera that's constantly moving around. And it's actually a different thing.
I want to pause because you said the AI word, and you know that scares people in this day and age. Like, they hear the term AI and you think AI is going to take over your jobs. AI is,
and so is Y2K, and I get it, whatever.
Yeah. So let's boil this down to simplicity first. For umpteen years, DJs have been offering what we call zap shots, which is nothing more than a candid photographer. Now, every company does it differently. We've heard of some companies that just send a dancer out with like a point-and-click camera. That's not the way that we do it. But, you know, in our opinion, a zap shot photographer is a, I would say, amateur photographer or semi-pro photographer, somewhere in the middle of that, that has a good camera, a DSLR, you know, high quality camera. They're walking around the party. They're taking candid photos. What would happen typically with zaps is that these pictures would show on TVs that are at the event. And a day or two or three after the event, the client gets a download link with all of the pictures. So, Dylan, after we saw this technology, we said, well, now it's kind of a hybrid of zap shots and a roaming photo booth. You have a fly that's...
Do you see this fly, like, trying to invade our podcast?
Yes, and we only have 10 minutes, so let's not talk about...
Sorry.
So the zap shots combined with a roaming photo booth. And roaming photo booth is something we've been doing now for probably close to 5 years, and it's been super popular. This is just a little different variation of it because it's not an iPad based. It's a DSLR camera based. So you said before the quality of the photo could be a little bit better or should be a little bit better.
It will. Yeah. I mean, when you go pound for pound, it's going to be better. Regular cameras and those type of DSLRs are going to have a better camera, at least for now, than the iPad based photos. I mean, look, the iPhone cameras are getting better and better and better, but the technology of the DSLR is still far superior. Yeah. So we're taking our Zap Shot concept and elevating it to what we're calling social zaps now. So you're still going to have all of the same functionality of it going on the screens in live, you know, in real time. And you're still going to get the functionality of you getting every single photo at the end of your event. But the next best thing about it is that now all your guests are getting them in real time, pushed right to them based on the fact that their face is being recognized. So the way that we've done it for mitzvahs really, really successfully is the photographer is trained with these social zap module to go during cocktail hour and make sure that they capture every single person's photo during cocktail hour. That way they have the bankroll, the Rolodex of all the faces. So that way you only have to punch in your phone number one time. So it's not like every time you get a photo, you're going to have to punch in your number. During cocktail hour, hey, you and your wife get together. We snap the photo. We take down one or both of your numbers. We attach your face to the number. And then every time you're in a photo from here on out, you're going to get a push notification. And it's a really fun and real-time way of attaching technology, photography, and your event all in one shot.
Yeah, Dylan, you said before that the photos could be branded. So let me explain. Just like any photo booth image on the bottom right or across the whole bottom or the top, whatever we choose, can have your logo, name, date of event, whatever it might be. So to give a real life example, this coming weekend, Dylan, you're going to be emceeing a carnival at somebody's house. For the sake of this podcast, we're going to call it the Smith family. So you're going to be at the Smith family's house, and they have a full-fledged carnival going on with rides and games and activities. Our social zap photographer is going to be walking around this carnival, capturing everything that's taking place. And as you said, within the first hour, that photographer should be able to get everybody's phone numbers. And throughout the rest of the 5 hour carnival, they're going to get the images sent to their phones. And on the bottom of it, it will say Smith Family Carnival 2023 or whatever the
written in the font and the coloring and the scheming that they want that's approved by them. It is so fun. It is so unique. It is so cool. And your guests are going to love the fact that they're taking something away right away. So this is, in a way, a photo-tainment concept, as well as it is just another piece of media that you're going to want for your event.
So I'm going to lead into what next week's topic is going to be, but I'm going to say that we just talked about the whole photo booth aspect of this. The other piece of zap photos is that they scroll to the TVs at a venue. So if this were a bar about mitzvah, which is, of course, what we're talking about here on our podcast, most of the time clients have TVs or video walls. Video wall is going to be next week's topic. Hint, hint. The goal now is all these pictures that are being captured can be on the TVs or the video wall. And man, sometimes it's so frustrating when people spend a lot of money on TVs or video walls and only use it for a 10-minute montage per se. Right. So in next week's episode, we'll talk about all the other things you could do, but one of them certainly being social zaps is a awesome feature.
Yeah, man. And that is 10 minutes on a very, very fun enhancement that we're calling social zaps. If you want to know more about it, feel free to hit us up. All things explosive at xeevents or xeevents.com. Otherwise, that's a 10-minute podcast. You should be able to listen to it in the car, or I mean, in my case, when taking a bathroom break.
Of course, there you go, man. You always have to bring him back to the bathrooms or diapers one way or another.
Bathroom, diapers, and poops. All right, here we go. That's Mike. I'm Dylan. This is Explosive Mastering Mitzvahs. Until we see you next time, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.